Hello, respected viewers. Thanks back for coming back to my channel. Well, I was mildly relieved for a few months. It was refreshing not to hear too much out of Meghan and Harry. But the Royal Court of the World, which, as you know, is based in Montecito, California, has finally got active again. And their imperial majesties have spoken up. The Emperor and Empress of Humanity and indeed humanitarianism have pronounced from on high. And they are currently visiting Colombia. So this is a very curious situation. It's not a state visit. Is it an official visit? I don't think so. They're certainly not going so on the business of the United Kingdom, the Commonwealth, or the House of Windsor. These people who are royal, not royal, insist on having their titles, the Duke and Duchess of Sussex. I think they've agreed not to use the His Royal Highness, Her Royal Highness handles, so they are entitled to them. Wanted to exploit the word royal for filthy lucre, call it Sussex Royal. They've agreed not to. That's not legally binding, and so on. Were very insistent that their children have, you know, these titles, Prince and Princess. Oh yes, the Prince and Princess of Equality. It strikes at the heart of egalitarianism to insist that some people are born superior, socially superior, just because of who their mom and dad are, don't have to accomplish anything. Wow, they don't perceive just how Orwellian this is and how hypocritical it is, you know, being royals of equality. It's staggering, their myopia. Sickening as well. But anyway, they've gone to the Latin American country, a republic, which obviously rejected the idea of monarchy two centuries ago in their insurgency against the Spanish Empire. They set themselves up. Remember, most countries in those days were monarchies, but chose not to crown a king. So they're on this as if royal tour of the South American country. And there's all this drivel that this is about uplifting communities. How does it uplift them? By two very egomaniacal, extremely wealthy, privileged people. That's the dirty word for the privileged people touring around, receiving fawning of people of other races. And they say it's showcasing the nation's heritage. Well, I mean, the nation's heritage has always been on display before these two self-regarding clowns decided to show up. And thinking people are going to grovel before them. And somehow that's honoring Colombia. Colombia's music, dancing, architecture, cuisine, whatever other noble aspects of their heritage are, they don't need these two swanning around in order for that to be celebrated or to be magnificent. Bring a bit of a media spotlight to Colombia. But there is a very major caveat to that one. They've insisted on total control of the media narrative. Only their pet journalists, only one media outlet allowed in. Okay, then images and reportage from that would be handed on to other media agencies. But that's why the rest of the media is not going to find out the real story. That's the idea, that these control freaks are in action because they found that some disobliging things have been said about them over the last few years, and they are extremely intolerant, find that very hard to take. Prince Harry is obviously a sworn enemy of the free media. He's extraordinarily litigious. He's gone to law many times and sometimes won, as indeed as Meghan. So they cannot abide that anyone would say something which is not entirely in accordance with their self-image. So they have this very carefully curated image of them as fearless, self-sacrificing humanitarians. But these two multi-billionaires, Harry with his mostly inherited wealth, well over $20 million US in today's prices, as well as being able to monetize his regal status, he never sees fit to give a penny of that to the deserving poor. Is all for himself. And as for someone who pontificates from on high about the wickedry of slavery and the need to pay assessment, well, he doesn't settle his accounts with this one, because of course some of his family's money on both sides comes from slavery. But that doesn't mean that he's going to part with these ill-gotten gains to do anything to salve the psychological wounds, as you would see it, of slavery. I suppose by marrying his wife, he's slightly sorted it out, as Meghan, privileged though she is, always loves to play the victim, because what is it, her great-great-grandparents were victimized, that is true, and that she's 43% Nigerian, if you look up her DNA, supposedly, you know, but, you know, she's only slightly blacker than I am. So she shouldn't be harp on about being a black woman so much. I'm going to call her a white woman because she is. She's as much white as she is black, actually slightly more. Anyway, but who is picking up the bill for all this? this just PR exercise for their own glorification. And they've been very cagey about that one. So these two extremely wealthy people are notoriously tight-fisted. Yeah. So is it some Colombian oligarch is doing it? We don't know. I don't know, but I think we ought to be told. Is it the vice president of Colombia who's receiving them and is supposed to get some reflected glory for them, thinking that some kudos accrues to her by hanging around with these two? Or is it the Colombian taxpayer, which really would be scandalous that poverty-stricken people, street children, be effectively subsidizing these two multimillionaires just to burnish the halos of these supposed humanitarians as they go around receiving the fealty and homage of people of darker hues. It was mainly about, could there be something slightly amiss about the optics here? So they chose one journalist from Harper's Bazaar to go around with them. And there are all these just sickly sweet pieces about them. There's nothing remotely probing, nothing even mildly critical about them. So it's everything they would want to say. So someone has clearly just agreed to be a typewriter for them, publishing propaganda. Now, I'm not saying that what they're doing is particularly harmful to Colombia. It might even be a tiny bit beneficial. But people can't get the inside story. These two, they cannot abide scrutiny. So they're private individuals now, so they're not going to be funded by the taxpayer, certainly not the United Kingdom. And I don't dispute their right to go to Colombia or the government of Colombia to invite them. I just find the whole thing deeply distasteful. So who is paying for it? And why aren't they telling us? I suppose because the thing is very embarrassing. So anyway, Prince Harry is banging on that must be online safety and social media. So interpretation, nobody can say anything that he disagrees with. What else were their messages there at various symposia? They visited Bogota, the capital of the country, and they have to take down these online trolls who are going to aggravate interethnic asperities, such as happened after the little children were murdered in Southport, United Kingdom. Okay, so he wants more state censorship. And Archwell, his foundation, is going to have something else to see about it. There was an Afro Women and Power event in Cali, Colombia. And now I was told by a black person that Afro is a hairstyle. It's demeaning to say that. But okay, you know, stay awake because the taxonomy will all be changed. So, you know, if you say something which is outdated, well, an anachronism is racialist. So Megan hilariously spoke about the importance of using your voice, except, of course, if you don't agree with her on every particular, in which case you must be devoiced. So there are certain voices she most certainly doesn't want to hear if they're discordant. And she says that her three-year-old Lilibet has finally found her voice. So much for someone who wants privacy for a family when she's revealing these details. Lilibet, it really was nauseating when they named her after the child's great-grandmother's sort of baby name, Elizabeth. People could say Lilibet when she couldn't pronounce it properly. Wow, how in for a dig, and so on. So they kept changing their clothes several times, not very environmentally friendly. Because we know that often these things are cotton. They use a lot of fresh water, which could be used to irrigate comestible crops and so on. So that's very bad for the planet. These two are extremely materialistic and self-regarding. You should have as few clothes as possible. I mean, I try not to buy more clothes, but that's partly out of sheer poverty. And indeed, I suppose, parsimony on my part. But no, a lot of Colombians actually haven't heard of these two, which is actually quite hilarious. They got hand-picked audiences or people their calc to just try and applaud at the right moments. So there is really to help the current vice president, Francia Marquez, who's the first person of African heritage to hold that office, who I think is going for the presidency. So really, is this a partisan thing to burnish her image? And then they said they are a symbol of resistance. That's what the vice president said. Really? Against who? Oh, how did he resist? He went to live in the mightiest country in the world, a very rich country, and spent $18 million cash on his mansion. How is that resisting? He's not exactly suffered. That's a normal life to him. It shows his class blindness. Rebellion? What? I don't really think so. I mean, wow, what a rebel without a cause. Yeah, it's like serving years in the gulag. And their latest Netflix series. So it's just all so full of self-celebratory guff, these two. Some Colombians are sickened by this and say, really, these two, they're exploiting Colombia to try and seem like they're humanitarians. They're not doing anything worthwhile. And they're not actually helping needy people. And they went to a town where people who free themselves from slavery used to live. Okay, slavery is a terrible, terrible thing. But if you think it's so bad, why don't you say sorry for it, the Duke of Sussex, as you personally benefited from it generations later, and your family was in it up to their neck. You know, some of your ancestors were presidents of the Royal African Society. Its stock in trade was our own species. Anyway, thank you very much for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate on PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.